President Dina Boluarte declared the country is now in a state of emergency as demonstrators in Cusco looted stores, burnt a television station, and tried to storm the airport. In another city, in Puno, protesters also tried to force entry to the runway. The army has been deployed to assist the police in protecting key infrastructure. With blockades on main highways and expanding protests, Boluarte brought forward the plan for general elections again, to be held, she says, a year from now. Legally, the timetables will be okay for 2024. However, making readjustments, this can be brought forward to December 2023, because before that date, legally, it would not be possible. Protesters are demanding general elections now. Ronald Iscuvilca came all the way from Peru's Amazon region. He says he wants his voice heard.
We want Congress to close, a change of the Constitution, and new elections.
These demonstrators are hoping former President Pedro Castillo will be freed. 1 week after he tried to dissolve Congress, suspended legal protections, and ordered the army to patrol the streets, the former president is detained on rebellion charges.
It is likely the judge will order that Castillo remain under arrest. Castillo says his freedom is being restricted and asked the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights to intercede.
In a handwritten letter, Castillo is blaming Dina Boluarte for Peru's social unrest.
I hold you and all your circle responsible for the ferocious attack on my compatriots. I call on the organized people to remain alert and optimistic.
Teodosia Kawaya is in tears. She says Castillo is the legitimate leader.
My president has been elected by the people. He is the president of the people. He has come from the highlands. The white people do not want us.
Castillo supporters say they will remain outside the prison for the long run. They've set up a communal kitchen to sustain themselves and their cause, while the judiciary decides Castillo's fate. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.